I think we're recording.
All right. Here's the new intro. You ready?
Yeah, I'm born ready.
I'm Shaky Will.
And I'm the Walrus.
And this is So Dumb.
Yeah. Am I still going to be the Walrus?
Okay. You start.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. This is Blubber Boy.
And this is the Spontaneous Breakdancer.
And you're listening to...
This is So Dumb. I thought we were going to do it at the same time.
I thought, no.
You made eye contact.
I always make eye contact with you.
So
I get lost in there.
It's so uncomfortable.
Oh, man, it's so deep in there.
All right, one more time.
Okay, ladies first.
This is so dumb.
I agree.
Here we go.
Perfect.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's go with it.
All right.
Listening back to the podcast, let's start here.
Yes.
First of all, this is what I heard a shit ton of last time. Ready? Exactly. Yeah.
It's because we're hardcore Mackin.
Well, I stopped by a Guitar Center where all good podcasters go, and I just got a half an hour talking to by a guy named Patrick, who is a hip-hop artist and producer. And you could tell that by the notes on the tattoo that he had across his forearm that was roughly the size of a number two pencil.
You could read them?
I couldn't.
Read music?
Oh. I did, yes. It said, fuck me.
I'd be like, yo, fuck me.
All up in your face, kid. And boy, he was unimpressed with the setup that we had.
Oh, really?
I also told him we bought it there. And he was like, yeah, it's a piece of shit. Yet the microphones are all wrong. You should have these microphones. If you're not spending at least $100 on a microphone, then you're basically just throwing your money away.
Okay.
What we have is a Yamaha mixer, Dennis. We're on a Yamaha mixer.
Yeah.
That's a piece of shit as well.
Okay.
Also sold by Guitar Center. Shout out to our sponsor, Guitar Center, for selling us pieces of shit.
For all your Yamaha piece of shit needs.
That's right. We should have something specific. This is more of a multi-tool, the Yamaha mixer.
That guy sounds like a multi-tool.
He was a multi-threaded tool. He was impressed, quote-unquote, with the Yamaha itself. Like, that was a good decision. If you wanted to buy a turd, it was a solid turd and not a sloppy mess of a turd.
That's
kind of
good news.
What I got.
Yeah, that's good news.
Otherwise, we needed to get, and he pointed to a $400 mixer. Or no, $400 audio board or something. I don't know what the fuck it was. It was a box that was red, and he was like, that's specifically for audio. And to which I said, well, what if we wanted to do more than audio?
Yeah.
And he said,
visual.
I thought you said podcast, and just left it there. And then he kept on going that we also need to buy like a $1,000 microphone. So
not it. Sucks to be you, Bill.
So when you hear this sound, you're going to know that we did not upgrade.
Yeah.
In the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going that deep into my pocketbook. I'm wearing a pocketbook right now.
It's a man purse.
Merce.
I've got the fanny pack front forward because that's where all my sacks go. He did say that he did make it sound like the audio quality was a lot shittier than I think it is. But
yeah, did he hear it?
Oh, I played it for him.
Oh, what'd he say?
Episode 2. He said, you guys are fucking racists. I was like, yeah. No, you don't get the irony of the race jokes.
Yeah, we did have that conversation about, did we?
You and the guy from Guitar Center?
No, you and I.
We both went to Guitar Center and say, hey, Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. White, black guy.
And he said, yo, yo, yo.
He's like, yo, yo, yo. They call me P. Ratrick.
You're all up in that racist tip, yo.
By the way,
he's white, Patrick. Did I mention that?
I figured that.
100% white.
Yeah, I got that by the disgust of the hip-hop. He said he was a hip-hop artist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you could hear it?
I could hear the white in your voice.
See?
Yeah.
We're started already.
Fucking guns a-blazing.
It wasn't me being like, hey, he's a hip-hop artist. He's like, Yeezy.
No, you went, his name is Patrick, and he's a hip-hop artist.
All true.
Yeah. So, yeah, it did seem...
You were just smacking your lips, by the way.
You know why? Because I swallowed deep and hard.
You're welcome.
It did seem a bit much last week. I don't know why. It seemed like everything that we said, even though it was all in fun and jest,
Are you trying to be serious right now?
It went super racist. Super fast.
It didn't. It was not super racist. See, here's the deal. It was a bit much. I would agree with you insofar as the kind of ironic racist jokes.
Yeah.
Or race related. I shouldn't say racist jokes.
Is it racist or is it
race related? It's related to race, like a distant cousin, I would say.
Yeah, but it's also, you know, it's stereotypes too. A lot of stereotypes, which they're stereotypes for a reason, right?
Okay, the thing that I find the funniest, and by the way, it's always good when you have to explain a joke.
Because
it makes it in context, it makes it funnier.
Yeah.
I feel as though, I just lost my train of thought. This is what happens when you're shaky, Will. Did I smack my lips too?
Yeah, you did.
So I feel as though the joke for me is always a joke of that nature is funny because there are actually people who believe it to be true. And that's why it's funny, because I don't believe it to be true.
Is that true?
No, I swear to God, I'm not explaining it very well.
You don't have a racist bone in your body?
I would like one.
Do you want, Bill, Will, whatever the hell your name is?
Motherfucker.
Shaky?
Shaky Too Dope?
Shakes?
Shaky Too Dope? What was the guy's name? Shaggy Too Dope.
Shaggy Too Dope?
Yeah.
In Violent J.
Yeah. He stole my name.
The Violent Shake. Because you have epilepsy.
Listen, we're like the Rosanna podcast right now. Okay?
Yeah.
We're misunderstood. We're on Ambien, and we didn't get a lot of sleep.
Yeah. Plus, we're like really deep-seated racism flows to our veins.
Okay.
What's your take on it?
It diverges.
What's your take on it?
You're a racist.
No, on her.
Oh, sorry.
Her,
I thought we're off that?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a racist.
Yeah, pretty cut and dry, right?
There is no next topic.
Yeah.
No, it's so, yeah, I don't know how you can quite possibly get away with doing that.
Did you see Ambien's response?
No.
Oh, my God.
They said thank you?
No, they sent out a
tweet.
They
said MAGA. They just did a they tweeted a pill, an Ambien pill with a hat on, said MAGA.
They said there are many side effects to our medication, which helps millions sleep every night. All the research we've done clearly shows none of those side effects is racism.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, ooh, good for you, Ambien.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what's the racist drug that puts you to sleep?
That would be, that'll get nothing.
Yeah, it's got a torch with a fire on it.
Yeah, it's got a tiki torch on it.
Wait, I meant a cross with fire. You know what I meant, right?
Yeah, torches have fire on them,
this
too.
This is going well so far.
So far, no good.
Bad a thousand.
Yeah, no, I was like, holy shit, like how fast that all crumbled.
The Roseanne Show?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Roseanne Show?
No, but millions did, I guess.
Millions.
The thing, it was the biggest show.
Millions are tuning in. Was it ABC?
Yeah.
ABC to me has always been
another
garbage.
Bad creation.
Exactly.
Yes. Aisha.
Well, clearly, the Roseanne Show is another bad creation.
Oh.
Ayo.
You almost said the Seinfeld theme there.
Seinfeld theme's got nothing on me. Yeah, it's. I did not see the new Roseanne Show. The old Roseanne Show is pretty good. I like when George Clooney got arrested.
What'd he do?
That show. He beat the crap out of Laurie Metcalf. Was it Laurie Metcalf?
Yeah.
Roseanne's sister.
Yeah.
And then John Goodman took him to town.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, he speedbagged him big time.
I bet you John Goodman could knock a motherfucker out.
I bet he could, too.
Yeah. He's got a lot of heft.
He does.
Yeah. I mean, he couldn't, you know, couldn't last long.
He's got a deep voice. I don't know. He lasts long enough for me.
Oh, shit. You came?
Yeah. Big time.
No, I'm a huge Goodman fan. Mm-hmm. I think he's a great actor and a cool guy. Roseanne, man, she fell off the fucking reservation a long time ago and got this shit back together. It was going to be great. And, you know, Whitney Cummings was the reason the whole thing came back together. She was the executive producer. She made the whole thing come.
Was she the reason?
Mm-hmm.
I know she was an executive producer.
Yeah, she's the one who was like, all right, we got to get this show back on the air. How are we going to do it?
We should circle back to this. John Goodman's a great actor, because I fucking couldn't disagree with you more, but please go ahead.
Okay. No, I okay. Challenge me on this.
He's not a good actor.
Dude.
Challenge accepted. Did you see the tour de force that was The Hangover 3?
Yeah.
And he was in it?
Yeah.
He was terrible.
So wasn't everybody else?
No. Bradley Cooper is a gentleman's actor.
Ed Helms.
Ed Helms was terrible.
Yeah.
Ed Helms is, I feel like Ed Helms is a pretentious dickweed.
I feel like he sucked someone's dick that good to be in all these movies, because really, he has no range.
No, he doesn't. Yeah. He can be one doofus, and that's it.
Yeah.
I could be that guy.
You are that guy.
I am a doofus. My one range is this. Semi-racist jokes, apparently.
Yeah. Did you see 21 Cloverfield Lane?
No. I did want to see that, though.
He was great in that movie.
Was he?
He was fucking great in that movie.
Don't ruin the end for me.
Yeah. Everyone.
Is there an alien?
Everyone has AIDS.
And?
AIDS.
So, the movie set in 1984. And it's set in Miami?
That was a Team America War Police reference. Did you ever see that?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. Was it puppets?
Yeah.
Puppets.
The very, like, one of the first scenes where they need to get an actor to be a spy.
Yeah.
They're, like, doing their own version of Rent. And that's all they say.
I don't remember
Everyone
that.
Has AIDS. It's so funny. That's like, all they say is, everyone has died from AIDS. It's fucking, that movie was another level.
You know what's the best about me? Is that I said, yeah, I did see it, and yet I don't remember anything that you just said.
Yeah.
So when you start telling the story, I'm sure people are like, well, I thought he said he saw it. I did see it. I don't remember any of that.
That was one of the parts of many parts of that movie. You remember the puppet sex scene? Everyone remembers
one. Yeah, that one. Well, how could I not? Yeah. My spank bank is wide open, but the rest of my brain is, you playing footsies with
me? We touch feet.
Oh, my God.
So, John Goodman. Back to John Goodman.
Yes, John Goodman is a terrible actor.
No.
Name the movies, John. This is not part of Screeching Halt. There's a different Screeching Halt coming up later.
Yeah.
Wait, hit the button.
I got you, bro.
Thanks.
Big Lebowski, of course.
I've never seen it.
I mean, you're missing out. Great movie.
Yeah, I know. People are screaming at the two people who listen to this. What's her name? Heather and someone else. Shout out to Heather. Thank you, Heather, for listening.
yeah. Great movie.
Yeah.
You should see that. Invest the time.
Hey, man.
He's not just lying. I thought he was here.
Jeff Bridges?
Yeah.
Let's segue to Jeff Bridges later. Okay. Something happened to his jaw because he can't talk anymore.
He's old as balls.
But I think he's got like
a slack jaw.
Like his teeth fell out or something. Because he talks like this now in all of his movies.
I don't know. He went really southern. Like.
No, I'm talking like southern's one thing, but then people from the South should be very upset that he's like, hey, we don't talk like we don't have any teeth.
I mean, he's old enough to not have teeth, right?
No, he's got, that cat's got teeth. He's an actor.
He's got John cash.
All right, John Goodman, 21 Cloverfield Lane.
Great movie.
Okay.
Big Lebowski.
Haven't seen it, so I can't judge that.
Raising Arizona.
Fuck, Raising Arizona was a good one.
Is it? I got to revisit that one.
It's the same, isn't it the same person who made The Big Lebowski?
I don't know.
Raising Arizona?
John Arizona?
No.
I gotta revisit that movie because I remember seeing it when I was younger and not being impressed. But
you wouldn't see.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get it when you were younger. Now, going back in the spank bank.
Yeah.
Nick Cage. Big time.
Yeah.
Wait, who's is Holly Hunter?
Yep.
Nick Cage.
Yep.
And who was the baby?
Haley Joel Osment.
Nope. Billy Crudup.
No way. Really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say, holy shit. Billy Crudup.
I don't know where that came from.
Me neither.
I can't remember anything, but Billy Crudup, got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
who else was that? That crazy dude on the motorcycle? Don't know who that is. Mad Dog Johnson?
I
think he was a football player or something, wasn't he? Or a professional wrestler. One or the other.
For whatever reason, Dog the Bounty Hunter is coming into my head.
Yeah, he looks like Kim, but with red hair.
He was a football player, but I forget. He looked like Kim with red hair?
No, him.
Oh. I was like, who's Kim?
We're not going to go there in this episode.
Kim Jong-un?
apologies to the Supreme Leader.
Please don't bomb the master bedroom.
yeah, so Yeah, I'm not going to go deeper into his filmography. I could say JFK, because I think he was in that.
That was Kevin Costner. It was Jesus Christ.
It was like 40 people in the movie.
So you're telling me he played JFK?
No, he was in the movie JFK.
I don't know. I don't buy that either.
He played, what's his name?
The dude. Tommy Lee Jones?
Speaking of
James
JFK,
Olay.
we'll come back to JFK.
Who killed JFK? Wait a second. Tommy Lee Jones. James Earl Ray was the one who killed
Martin Luther King.
Martin Luther King. It's a three.
Yeah, it's always a three name.
Holy fuck. Seriously, I can't even
you
remember.
You really don't know?
I swear to God.
You
no,
want
I
to tell
know,
you?
I know, but I just can't.
Do you want to wait until you can figure it out?
Yeah, let's come back.
Okay.
Call back.
Where were we at? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I feel bad for John Goodman. You know, Laurie Metcalf, too.
I think John Goodman's going to be fine. I think who you should feel bad for is that fucking son. That
Sarah
doofus
Gilbert.
Looking,
and,
no, the youngest. Danny? The hell was his name?
Danny Bonaducci,
the red firecracker.
Danny Licacucci?
What? He's on the bean.
Yeah, that dude is steroided up.
He's doing curls like a What is it? What is with redheads?
Just going crazy.
Like Carrot Top?
Yeah.
Fucking
David Caruso.
David Caruso, who's doing squats like nobody's business?
Is it David Caruso or David Carradine?
David Carradine, interestingly enough, doesn't work out.
He doesn't.
And yet has the best body of them all.
Yeah, isn't he dead?
So says my grandmother. He is dead.
From autoerotic asphyxiation?
Which is... Is he?
Yeah, I think that's how he died.
What's how the hell does that work?
I'm going to try it out, I think.
I've never even choked a girl.
You've wanted to.
No, you know that thing where, like...
Like
I don't know, I see it in porn all the time, so...
That's
got to be true.
I don't watch pornography.
You should.
My life's a porno.
You are. We're standing right next to the workbench.
That's true.
And you're just missionary style on that thing all the time, right? Two pumps, pray to the Lord, done.
Thank you, Jesus, for this moment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? The good Lord does not approve of what you've done to your sperm. Snipping the old transistor.
You think?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I just couldn't do it anymore.
No way.
Nope. F that noise.
Couldn't do what? Wrap a condom on your penis?
I'm a grown man.
You know who else says that? Prostitutes who want to give everyone the clap.
I give them a standing ovation.
Make a clap.
If you know what I mean.
Make a clap.
Yes. So back to Roseanne. Racist.
Wow. How far away was that?
I know, dude. That's the thing. We go off on these weird tangents. Never circle back to racism.
You know what? People love it. People love the tangents. We're getting live tweet us right now. Live tweet us about the tangent.
What's it at again?
Thisissodumb.org.
Backslash
hernia.
Did you get that one?
Shit. I was late.
God damn it. That's what I said about my butt period.
But when it came, it came.
It poured.
Roseanne's a racist.
Yeah. Yeah, we can move on from that, I guess.
I mean,
just
period.
Yeah.
I like how, though, she is in, I mean, her show gets canceled 100%, and then Samantha Bee can call somebody a feckless cunt, and then nothing happens.
Couple things about that. Okay.
Wait. Hurry up, hit it.
Couple things about that.
Yep.
What does feckless mean?
Feckless means without feck.
Then she nailed it.
Actually, it's French. It's feckle.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
no, that is a...
I think it's a vagina that doesn't sparkle.
I've never...
Speckless or feckless?
Feckless.
Feckless with an F.
Yeah.
Hmm. No idea. Got it. Don't have it.
Me neither.
Yeah. I'm going to make something up, though. Feckless, which is...
Disease-ridden.
Nope. Oh. It's Ghanaian for vapid.
So...
From Ghana.
I get that. Yeah, I got that. Don't get any of it, actually. That was the dumbest thing I've ever said.
It's vapid. Hang on. You know what I was going to do is bring a computer... So we could start looking up this fucking dumb shit that we're saying. Yeah. Should we pretend like we don't know, or should I look it up?
You can look it up while I just comment on it, okay?
Listen, go rogue, brother.
Calling someone a cunt in this day and age.
My favorite pastime, by the way.
Should not be met with such vitriol, Bill.
Thank you.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, you next week we're going to use feckless.
We are. I think it was off air what we talked about vitriol, but he used that word, and I was like, what does that mean? Anyways, I don't think it has the same negative connotation that being a complete fucking racist is. You know what I mean? Boo-hoo, you hurt my feelings by calling me a cunt? Whatever.
So, Merriam's Dictionary basically says, someone without feck.
Get out of here.
I fucking swear to God. But then it also says weak and ineffective.
Okay.
A weak and ineffective vagina. What would that look like?
My butthole.
It would just look like a bleh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, like a busted raft.
Closed for business, or is it just like worn out?
Yeah, I think it's worn out. I think it's tore up from the floor up.
Tore up from the floor up. I that's not how I see Ivanka Trump.
Oh, neither
do I. Nether regions. I actually find her to be stunningly beautiful.
I think she's pretty hot myself.
I will give it her a pass. I think she gets a lot of shit for her father being. She would be considered just a normal businesswoman who is fucking over and screwing corporate America and the citizens of the world, rather than this like hated person because of her dad. Because she's doing nothing different than capitalizing off of like immigrant workers and all this other stuff, third world country fucking stuff, making her scarves or whatever the hell they're doing.
Yeah. That being said, it was poor timing for her to put out that photo when all those kids were missing.
And she's not bright.
She's not dumb, though.
No, she's not dumb.
Yeah. She's just oblivious, I think.
Where's her husband?
Oh, that dude is a fucking mystery.
Word on the street, my people are telling me, my people in the D.C. area are telling me that that guy's a cuckold.
Absolutely.
That is.
Yeah. He's a definition cuck.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Sign me the hell up.
You'll buy him the pack of cigarettes he can smoke in the corner.
Normally, I wouldn't let somebody sit in the corner and watch me masturbate without $5. Entry fee, $5.
Damn.
Yeah.
This one on the house.
On Jared, if you're listening, and I know you is, on the hizzy. On the four hizzy.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It is.
But yeah, she, a feckless, I mean, who cares?
I don't
know why anyone cares about that.
Me neither.
And so now she has to go on an apology tour. That's the thing. I think so low of people who apologize for stuff like that.
Yeah. That's what, like, Louis C.K., when it came out about him, and he was like, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
I did it. He's like,
greatest movie could have done.
Yeah.
That one I don't get at all.
It's the weirdest. It's
so weird.
Yeah.
The last thing I would want to do is have a girl watch me masturbate.
I know.
Join in or go home.
Yeah.
That's what I tell my grandma.
Hey, what did she say? I'm in.
She's dead. So thanks for bringing that up, though.
Yeah. I, again, think it's the weirdest thing to just, like chasing a girl with your pecker out. It's such a pervy thing to do.
How many times have you done it, though?
Like, today?
Yeah.
Twice.
Hmm. And where were you?
I was at the...
In Orange Julius in the mall?
No, the public swimming pool here.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not public, it's private. You live in a very, very okay, ungated neighborhood.
I went to the public one.
Oh, I thought they closed all those pools down.
It was just me and some kids.
Because of you.
Yeah. There's posters of my face plastered everywhere.
Oh, man. Public swimming pools. Yeah, there was a thing in the Chronicle this week about, I just read the front of the page. It was like, hey, we're closing all the swimming pools down. Or they're not going to open back up again or something. Because they're in fucking woeful condition and kids are just drowning.
Yeah, I mean, I've driven past a few and was like, yeah, I wouldn't let my kids in there.
Those public swimming pools in Austin are disgusting. Yeah. But it's 1,000 fucking degrees out, and it's barely June.
It was really hot today.
Yesterday was worse.
I know. I was outside working all day.
So Friday night, we went on this thing called the Cherry Bomb Bus. And I'll let you know how that went later. But the next morning, I was Billy No Fury So Good.
Oh, really?
No Fury So Good at all.
Oh, no.
And I had to go clear some brush in the backyard.
Is that taking a dump? Code for taking a dump?
Nope. It means cleaning out some pubic hair before I get in
out
there.
Of a brush?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's a gentleman, but, you know, normally they shave, though. That's how I like my guys. They know to be gentlemen. So anyway, there was an immense amount of poison oak is what they call it. The kids call it. I call it the itchies. And I got all geared up, cleared it out for like 4 hours, and then I passed out for like 3 hours. I took like a 3-hour nap.
Oof.
I was fucking exhausted. That there was no breeze yesterday, so I was very tired. I'm 43 for everybody listening. I should not be taking even a half an hour nap, but I fucking fell asleep for 3 hours. That's how hot it was.
Yeah.
Again, one more time, circling back to a previous podcast, I shouldn't be telling stories.
Yeah.
I literally lost track of the story I was telling halfway through.
Yeah.
I fucking forgot what point I was making until the very end.
Yeah. It was hot out. That was it.
That was the whole point of that story was to illustrate how hot it was, and I fucking lost track of it.
We went to Schlitterbahn yesterday.
Excuse me?
Schlitterbahn.
That's not nice to say.
Kids had a fucking blast.
Did they?
Blast.
How many times did they poop in the wave pool?
0 times.
Then it wasn't that good of a time.
Peed?
Yeah.
There's one time where my daughter said, I got to go pee. And my son goes, pee right here in the pool. That's what I'm doing. In front of everybody.
Yeah, but that place, that thing's just like a gigantic urinal. They have the chlorine level and that thing's off the charts. Because otherwise everyone would have dysentery.
Yeah, but they had a fucking blast. And it was hot as all balls.
Yeah. There's no shade at that place either.
Well, we, you know, because we're fucking highfalutin.
Yep.
We had a private function area with all the tents and everything.
Oh, this was a work
this thing? Was a work thing.
For
my wife. Yeah. For my wife. Yes, my wife's work.
All right.
Yeah. Good save there. Shaky.
Thanks. That why I started seizing out there. No. I wasn't actually saying your name.
Yeah.
I'm discreetly trying to.
Yeah, there is a flap on the top. You can just pull right open.
That's what she said, but she was lying. There's nothing even in here.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, wait a second. Liquid gold.
Oh, shit. So, yeah, we got speaking of this is so dumb, am I opening that for you? Is that what you're doing?
No, I was offering it. I was discreetly offering you another one.
Sure.
You fucking loser. God damn it. We need a producer.
Yeah.
Producer Dave, grab me a beer.
Dave, why are you wearing your pubes like that?
Take your pants off, David.
Let's get charged with sexual harassment on our fake producer.
By Dave, the fake producer?
Dave, the fake producer, is going to press charges on us.
He's the Terry Crews of our group.
Oh, poor Terry Crews.
Is there anybody else who's come forward as a male? Because, I mean, seriously, how many dudes do you think get, like...
Yeah, like, especially young.
Ton.
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's even...
Who is it? Bryan Singer, they say, is, like, just...
Yeah, Crews and dudes
just,
left and right.
Just wants the youngest, the hottest little kids to...
No, how come I didn't go to those parties?
I think because you're the same age as him.
Oh. No, I don't... Oh, you thought I wanted to get cruised by him? Oh. I'm talking about getting those sloppy sessions,
shit.
Dog.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
He made one of the worst X-Men movies anyway.
It's true.
Actually, which one was one of the better ones?
I think, I'm not even a big fan of the newest ones.
The
Wolverine stuff is great. Logan. Logan was awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So great.
Yeah. They should have won a fucking Academy Award.
Should have. Didn't. Didn't, though.
Yeah.
X-24! Get over her!
23.
Which one?
23.
Oh, she's 24.
No.
Yes, she is.
No, she's X-23.
No, that's right, because Jackman's character was 24. Remember when he's yelling at him? And he's like, 24, get over here. I don't know why he... The English guy with the white coat.
When no, 24, okay, I see what you're saying.
They were
now.
Fighting with the guy from... what's that fucking medical show that he was on?
House.
Nope.
ER.
Not Doogie Howser. It was ER. Eric...
Estrada.
I was going to say Banna, but you got me.
No, it was fucking Hugh Jackman.
No, you moron. I'm talking about the dude whose house they were staying at.
Oh, the black dude.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why I got to be black?
Because he was a black dude, right?
That's crazy. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
All right. Why is it... Why do you think it's okay... If you were going to refer to a Hispanic guy as brown... A brown guy, crazy racist. So why is it culturally okay to call someone black?
It's also okay to call someone white.
Yeah, I guess. But you can't, right, but brown is
yeah, it seems racist, yeah.
Black seems racist.
It's not, though. I think it's preferred over, what, Negro?
It's preferred, but does that mean it's right, Dennis? Okay. I prefer anal. That doesn't mean that's right.
It is.
It's so right.
It's so right. It's wrong. No. Yeah.
I don't know why
we're
diving
too.
Back
you
into this.
Yeah.
But
you wouldn't call someone yellow.
No, unless they were a coward.
Exactly. You were insulting their manhood.
Exactly. You're yellow. Anyway.
I think the reason we do that is just because we are just piece of shit. Vile human beings.
I think so too. I think in the future that won't be the case. We won't use those terms. Vile human beings.
Yeah. What do you think it's going to be like in the future? Like, because I don't think, because this generation, I guess you're right. They're really, really just giant pussies, right?
Super huge. And biggest fear of being a parent, raising a child like the ones that I see running around today.
Yeah, it's going to be. Every one of them, though. But then you get those outliers where you just, like, I see kids who are in high school right now, and I'm like, that fucking kick my ass. You know what I mean?
But they can't.
But I think some of them can.
Well, no, they can. Yeah. They can. But the general population, they can. Yeah, you know what's going to happen? We're at the precipice of all the first world countries just being overtaken by third world countries because those kids are way tougher than we are.
I agree, except they don't have the
money.
Yeah.
Smarts.
They probably have smarts. Street smarts.
Pants. They cool. never. They never. They're
hygiene.
Wearing, yeah, they're wearing jabots right now. So what do they know?
Yeah. Fucking cross colors.
Who?
Cross colors.
Cross colors.
Yeah.
What's that mean?
They were.
Crisscross will make you jump.
They were like Zumbas.
I owned a Roomba once.
I own one right now.
Do you
the
really?
Wife fucking loves it.
Really?
Yeah, she's going to leave me for it, I think.
That's what I call the old lips, the Roomba.
Even that joke sucked.
That was pretty good. That was unusually good of you.
Fun times.
Speaking of which, I was wondering this again. So today, another Sunday, and which means another Sunday of you not going up on open mic. What's going on there?
I'm
having too much fun here.
I am. I actually am having fun doing this. I can't take every day away from the family, you know?
That's true.
So we can start, if you want, I can start writing some stuff, going over with you, making a new set or something.
And you should give it away for free on a podcast. That sounds like a brilliant idea.
Yeah, because, you know, the fucking three people who listen to it love going on stage. And
that's right. Gilbert Godfrey. Dane Cook.
Yeah. Oh, he would steal it, that motherfucker.
And Dennis Leary.
Yeah, D-Lears.
That's such a bummer that those dudes are accused of joke stealing. And yeah. By accused, I mean, like, I've listened to stuff that sounds exactly like other people's stuff.
Yeah. I didn't know that about Dennis Leary.
That whole no cure for cancer thing.
Yeah.
Was almost a direct ripoff of, what's that other fucking guy's name? He's from Texas. Hicks, Bill Hicks.
Bill Hicks. Yeah, I mean.
I got it.
That's terrible.
It is terrible.
But, you know.
horrible, horrible human beings.
But that show was
I wanted to say? The Bryan Singer, right? So yeah. Bryan Singer rapes little boys. And let's say you loved whatever X-Men that he created, right?
Yeah.
Do you still love the X-Men movie? Can you still watch it with the same appreciation?
Yes.
So you're okay with, like, hey, they probably have to clean off the jizz of a 13-year-old off of this camera in order to make it because Bryan Singer, Singer was there just jaying off on this kid.
That doesn't change the movie. It changes the...
Well, the movie sucks anyway.
I know, so. But say it was the best movie. It's like, what's his face? Roman Polanski.
Have you seen a Roman Polanski movie?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
What's it called?
I'm fucking calling bullshit on this right now.
Rosemary's Baby.
No.
Yes.
Auntie Mary...
Auntie
Mary Lee's Baby? Rosemary's Baby, you've seen.
Yes.
You sat through that movie.
I watched that whole movie.
What happened to the baby?
It lives.
No.
Yes, it does.
No. Seriously?
I think so, yeah.
Spoiler alert, dickhead.
Yeah.
No.
Chinatown?
Who made that?
Roman Polanski.
That movie sucks, too. I haven't seen it, but all of the movies suck.
The Godfather?
If you try to sit through, that movie does suck. All the Godfather movies suck. They're so fucking slow.
They're long and slow.
Boring. Long and slow. Just like
my. You got to think about some of the stuff in it, though. It was pretty remarkable for that time period.
Scarface was pretty crazy when that guy went to jail and he fucked him with a knife.
Do you know that
I'm smart. I'm not dumb like everybody. That's not Scarface. That's the Godfather. but anyway, no, I'm sorry.
Do you know the Godfather, what that was based on? What book?
I don't know.
The Godfather.
No,
dink.
I know.
But by who?
Little known Artur.
Mario Puzo.
Mario
Puzo.
Puzo.
When the wife and I went on our honeymoon, we went to this little island that, you know, not many people
you
are on.
You pulled a Puzo on her?
We went on a boat trip with these people. They're like, hey, we met them. We, you know, we became friends with them. They had a boat and we went on their boat with them. And then they fucked us. And it was Mario Puzo's nephew.
Oh.
Him and his wife.
Gabe Puzo.
And Patty Puzo.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Patty Puzo.
Patty Puzo married into the Puzo name.
Really?
But
yeah.
Yeah. So they had a boat and everything. We went out there. 69. It was fucking
Can
dope.
You see the look on my face when I'm fucking bored out of my mind with the story? I know this thing's going nowhere.
It is, yeah.
So no, anyway.
I just, you know.
All right. Roman Polanski makes bullshit movies. You know who else makes bullshit movies is your boy Woody Allen.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Those movies are fucking terrible.
I've never liked one Woody Allen movie. Never got any of them.
Indefensible. Right? Indefensible that those movies are actually any good.
I know. I don't know. You have to be from New York to like them. It's got to be, right?
We're from Boston. That's close enough.
It's not, though. It's a world away.
I like New York pizza.
I do. And bagels?
Fuck it. Yeah.
I'll crush a bagel.
I love it. Yeah. Pizza and bagels around here, everyone, there is no good pizza or bagels around here.
There's one bagel spot.
What's that?
It's called Holy Bagel.
Okay.
It's on William Cannon, right next to the Gold's Gym there.
I wouldn't know it because I don't work out.
You don't look like it. I mean, you don't look like you work out. You're right.
I am 172 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal.
Shit.
Yes. I gunned down about a cup of Nutella last night. A cup. No, it was two nights ago. Sorry. I was fucking waste. Came out at 1 o'clock after the cherry bomb bus. And I gunned down like half a thing of Nutella.
Yeah.
So when you look at me, just feel jealous because I can gun down Nutella and still look like a fucking disgusting mess.
I got 100 pounds on you.
Mm.
And
yeah, you do. On me right now.
If I even look at Nutella, I gain another 10 fucking pounds.
Really?
I look at Nutella all the time.
I just look at it.
Yeah.
Nutella, get over here.
Stick my dick in the Nutella.
Mm-mm-mm.
Don't tell her. I stuck
Don't
my dick
tell
in Nutella.
Don't tell her. It tastes like Nutty Chocolate.
Yeah. So, no, again, Woody Allen, those guys, fuck all those Hollywood guys, man. All
right, listen, but here's something you could jump into, though. Bill Cosby. Give me your Bill Cosby take.
Okay. That guy is a complete fucking piece of garbage.
Okay.
I love that Hannibal Buress is the one who brought him down.
Why? Because he's got a lazy eye?
Dude, Hannibal Buress has a lazy eye.
He's got something wrong with his eyes.
He's got squinty eyes.
No, he got like hit in the face with a 2x4 or something. He's got something wrong with one of his eyes.
His stand-up special basically started the whole, like, reopened the whole thing with Bill Cosby.
That's one of the things I don't understand is, even as a layman, and that's what I call myself, a coxman and a layman. You hear all the stories about Bill Cosby and how fucking ruthless of a poonhound he was, and he was giving Spanish Fly to chicks.
Yeah, he had a special talking about giving girls Spanish Fly.
Right, but even the rumors, they've been out there forever.
Yeah.
And Hannibal Buress only just reiterated what is well known.
I know, but I think it was...
never took... No, I'm not saying... All I'm saying is, it's not like it's something that hasn't been out there. It's so interesting that it took hold.
Because it came out right at the Me Too movement, and I think it didn't start the Me Too movement really, but it was kind of, you know, with all the shit that Trump was doing and all this stuff, it just kind of came to a head. I think it was just bad timing for Mr. Cosby.
Yeah, not bad timing for Trump though. That's interesting.
It's so weird, right?
But Cosby has some of the best. Bill Cosby himself is still. I listened to it. I played it for the kids because he's a good role model. He's America's dad. If his America's dad was secretly a rapist.
You're talking about his comedy?
Yeah. Bill Cosby himself is one of the best comedy albums.
Not for me.
You're out of your fucking mind. I used to listen to that with the jello. Everyone does those jokes. I can't do those. Because I'm an original. I had the album, the legit album. I think it was from my uncle on the good side, not on the bad side. It was hilarious, and I used to listen to the album like over and over and over again when I was young. It literally made me want to be a bad comedian.
Dream came true.
Reach for the stars, kids. How about Michael Jackson? Here's another one that
I honestly don't think he did it, kids.
I don't think so either.
Isn't that weird? He's just a fucking weird dude.
Right.
I think he got. Mm-hmm. I heard, I'm not going to tell you from where, because we bring it up every podcast.
Dave Thomas from Wendy's.
But there is a conspiracy theory out there. Okay.
Wait a second.
Yep. That he.
That nose wasn't his?
His dad.
Joe
Jackson.
A man, Joey.
Chemically castrated Michael. To give him, to keep his high register voice. And that's why he was so fucked up.
That might be the craziest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. But it's almost believable, isn't it?
No. It's not believable.
It's not?
That guy was a ruthless, like, beat the shit out of his kids type of guy.
Yeah, because someone who can do that wouldn't
dare. I'm sorry. You wouldn't try to chemically castrate Tito? I mean, you're going to try to do that to somebody like, hey,
with talent.
Exactly. Well, no, you're going to try to be like, hey, this kid's got to have talent somewhere. Let's fucking snip, snip.
It would be Jermaine all the way.
Nah, Jermaine was okay. Tito was a loser. Fucking guy was a zero. Speaking of which.
Speaking of losers, your dad called. Oh.
So here's another one that's on the line. Joe Paterno.
Okay. Jopa. No, it's not.
Do you know
on
the
line.
Jopa story?
Of course.
It's
fuck
not
on
the line?
No.
Exactly. However, Jerry Sandusky did architect some pretty great defenses at Penn State. If you're a college football fan, and I'm not.
Neither am I, so
if you
fuck
are,
them both.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But they won't take that guy's statue down. That people are, like, outraged at Penn State that they would even think of taking that guy's statue down.
It's amazing.
They
Anyone
should drill
who touches
a hole
a
in his butt in that thing, and they should take pictures of each other butt fucking him.
That's a great idea.
That would actually, I just came up with that.
Yeah.
That's a pretty fucking awesome
it
idea.
It is, yeah. Road trip.
Sandusky.
Yeah. Fuck guys, that. I hope.
That guy's summer teeth were fucking brutal.
I hope that guy gets.
I never kissed that guy.
I hope that guy gets raped with razor blades every day.
Yeah. Paterno? He's dead.
Sandusky.
Oh, really? I just hope he doesn't get any, like, good treats from the lunch station.
Yeah.
I'm not cruel.
Yeah,
hey,
that's true.
Jesus saves, God forgives.
I don't think either of those things are true.
No, seriously. If you're a good Catholic, and I was raised as one, you would forgive that guy. His transgressions.
Yeah, that's why.
All he has to do is walk into a confessional and say, God,
hey,
man,
bro,
sorry.
Guess what I did? You know, I know those, you do the same thing.
You know that kid I was caught butt-fucking in a shower? Sorry about that, man. My B.
Yeah, you good, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, believe me, I've been there.
On which end?
Yeah.
Receiving?
Well, if it's a fucking priest, he's been on the giving end.
Show me. Show me the B-hole.
Yeah, fucking people.
Conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
I think that one could be true. Do you know which one is definitely true?
9/11 was an inside job.
No, that's definitely, I saw on TV that shit real time.
So did I.
Yeah. So they, those, no. Fucking
listen,
no.
Listen, if you look at the videos, I don't think it was an inside job. However, I can see where someone's like, that building falls fucking straight down. Straight down. Now, of course, it's the top 100 floors of a 500-floor building or whatever the fuck big that was. But that thing does look like it goes right down.
Yeah. Do you know what? Because it does go right the fuck down.
So how does that happen?
Are you a fucking structural engineer? Because I am, and I'm going to tell you.
No, I'm an industrial engineer. By hobby.
I am a aircraft mechanic.
Listen, I watch YouTube videos all day. If anybody knows what a controlled demolition looks like, it's me.
I can't believe that. I don't understand what is to be gained.
Did you get that?
I got it.
Thanks.
I don't know what is to be gained from doing that, killing all those people. It doesn't. They're fucking.
Are you trying to explain 9/11 to
people? No. I'm trying to say why would anyone think that it was an inside job?
No. There's no tie-in to reality over why somebody would do that. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I think the theory is that the planes hit the buildings, and the first one crumbles, and the second one, they're like, listen, this thing is going to fall and kill tens of thousands of more people because it's just going to lean over. There's too many people. We can't evacuate them. So it's going to go, blow it, and let it come right down.
Yeah, so they had time to put in all the explosives and shit?
I'm looking at you for the joke.
Yeah.
Blow it, and it comes right down.
Yeah.
Boy, this one is lacking jokes today.
Yeah, I know. Do you want to hear which conspiracy theory I think is true?
No.
Flat Earth.
Shut the
I'm
fuck.
I'm fucking with you.
You said it so straight.
I know. How could? I think it's gotta be. It's gotta be like, just the biggest inside joke, right?
Flat Earth.
Yeah.
I can't believe that there are cats who actually believe that. There are like a lot of NBA stars who believe that.
Yeah.
They all come out and say, like, hey, flat Earth is the real deal. I take that. It's like a lot of athletes.
Yeah.
You spread that across everybody. Like, are dinosaurs never existed?
Yeah. I've heard that one, too.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Noah's Ark wouldn't be able to fit a pterodactyl.
Well.
The sheep?
Now,
dead.
Noah's Ark, would the birds just be able to fly with it? Because don't you think all the birds would survive? Wouldn't every fucking bird survive?
I'm trying to remember the pictures from back then. They were cloudy, but one of the last guys. How would you take a picture of Noah's Ark if everybody else died? Would it be like a selfie?
Yeah, pretty much. You need a selfie
stick. He yelled selfie and just went ta-ching.
Yeah, him and that bitch wife of his.
And then one of the guys from the Flintstones was like, remember the Flintstones where they were like, they would take a picture and someone
would chisel in the.
Do you see what I'm doing right here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember the Flintstones where.
The kids just watched the movie the other day.
The Flintstones had a movie?
With who?
By the way, I went.
Who was in it?
Robin Williams.
Nope. The greatest actor that we've talked about today.
Goodman. Exactly. John Goodman. Wait, who's the wife?
It was, what the fuck is her name?
Holy shit.
I can't think of her name.
I just remembered. My first wet dream was literally, holy shit.
Wilma?
Yes, Wilma and Betty.
What were they doing?
Like each other. Yes.
Really? This is all flooding back to you?
I swear to God. Holy shit, I never thought about that. Actually, I did think about it.
And you're going to think about it again
later.
That
was my first WD.
Damn.
WMD, weapon of mass destruction.
Yeah.
In my trousers.
I can't believe that I just made you rethink that.
I ruined so many socks.
Oh, my God. Yeah, they were like crackers. You could just break them in half.
Flat Stanley.
Yeah. Flat Stanley.
Oh, I made so many. Man.
Do you know what? Did you share a room?
Did
you have your own room?
Yeah, no, I shared a room.
Because I shared a room, too. So the masturbation thing was always difficult.
You know what my first move was? I never even realized what I was doing, but I had the remote control and I was rubbing it on my dick. And then
I'm never touching the remote control.
All of a sudden,
your house again.
I swear to God, it was like the edge of the remote control, and I was subconsciously doing it. I forget what I was watching, like Sabado Gigante or something. And all of a sudden, I literally was like, "Holy shit! I just broke this thing." I was like,
"The water
locked." I was like, "Oh my God, something's wrong!" And then after that, 8 to 10 times a day. Legit, no joke. I would run home. Now I slowed down. It's like 8 to 10 times a week now.
I just sharing a room with your brother.
My brother?
No. With a brother.
Yeah.
And having to beat off. I can still remember, like, cause you try to wait until you know they're sleeping.
Yeah.
And then I remember my brother used to wake up and go, "It feels like a fucking earthquake in here. Stop it."
So did how uncomfortable is that?
I know.
I don't think I was never caught. I mean, literally, the width of this table is a little bit bigger than the distance between my bed and my brother's bed.
Yeah.
And I don't ever remember him me being like, "Oh no, he's whacking it right now."
I know.
And yet I used to go to town on that thing, and I don't remember him ever being like, "Cut the shit."
I know. I remember my brother being, "Cut the shit. It feels like a fucking earthquake in here."
Oh,
I'm not doing anything,
man.
I swear.
That's
so
funny.
I'm trying to sleep.
And I never used to use anything. I would just let it go right in my boxers.
Oh, I wasn't. I was socks, dude.
No way.
Yeah.
I never graduated socks for a while.
How'd you slept in that afterwards?
Fuck yeah.
Pig.
I know. It was gross.
I'm surprised you didn't just
lick
it out in your hand and then just slurp.
Legit, I would bust like 2 or 3 times.
Yeah. I'm a one and done type of guy myself.
No way.
From the get go.
Not back then. I was like, "This is magic. It's magic."
Yeah, I had to graduate to the shower eventually.
I'm not a shower guy.
What are you gonna do when your brother's calling you out? You know,
Dennis, are you
like
calling you out?
Yeah,
like the Warriors.
Yeah,
Dennis.
Let me show you how it's done.
Give me that thing. It's taking too long.
I'm trying to sleep. Let's just get this over with.
Oh, that's how my favorite porno start with your brother.
Yeah. I told you my brother banged a porn star when he moved to Vegas. He banged
Pause
a porn star.
Pause for effect.
Yeah.
What?
He banged a porn star when he was in Vegas.
Which one? Do you know who she is?
I will find out for you, but when he told me, I had the same reaction. Bullshit, let's look her up.
How?
We look her up.
Yeah.
And the first thing that pops up is
Training.
Porn star commits suicide.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Moments after fat guy rolls off.
Pretty much. It was not long after that bitch killed herself.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Do you think,
hey,
so
I hit fucking rock bottom.
So do you think if that happened, well, let me try to phrase this correctly because I'm trying to think of the person too. If that happened to you, would you still think of it like, I fucked a porn star? Or would you think of it like, I was the lowest denominator before she was like, I'm going to kill myself now?
I would, the latter.
Wait, I never remember which one that is. The latter that's is the second one, right?
No, it's the first one because you climb up.
No, the former. No, that's the former.
Wait a minute.
That's the former.
But what are you doing with this ladder? Climbing down the ladder?
Climbing into that gigantic vagina she has. It's been burnt out.
No, so, because she got cremated.
Dude.
That was rough, dude.
It would be like throwing a hot dog down a hallway. That's what that would look like.
I think my brother's packing some meat.
I can't, but you would be able to vouch for that.
Yeah, I think dude's got some meat on him.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, he's got that going for him. No hair.
So.
No hair.
He's bald.
But, oh, yeah. It's been a while since you've seen him.
He's got the Bruce Willis going, doesn't he?
Not even anymore.
He just shaved it all bald?
No. He lets it grow.
How big is he?
Gigantic.
I find that so interesting that he's like 6'10".
He's not 6'10". You're probably taller than him.
No, I don't know. He's a legit
6'2". I think 6'2".
So I have my half an inch if I didn't slouch.
Yeah.
And I slouch.
But, he's got to be pushing 3 bills, maybe more.
Probably.
No,
he's, he might be.
Yeah,
like
no, he's even bigger than last time, that you've seen.
The family has that gene running through it.
I know, it's stupid fucking gene. I got the short, fat guy gene.
You're you are an outlier.
You're the, gross. Yeah, I don't know.
It is. Yeah, the rest of us are all like 6 foot.
I know, it's such bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. My father's side of the family, the guys are even bigger, and we had to get a family a family portrait done for my grandmother.
And they got you a step stool.
They brought out a fucking step stool.
No, they didn't.
They brought out a fucking step stool, and I was like, open mouth insert, fucking shotgun.
Oh,
this is the worst. And they all laughed.
Really?
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm better looking than you.
When was that picture?
High school, I think my senior year, probably.
Mm. Oh, you've grown since then.
Yeah.
You were what, 18?
Yeah.
People grow since then.
I was what, 180? Yeah, I've fucking grown.
Yeah.
You fat bastard.
You were 180 in high school?
Yeah.
Look at you.
I know.
You're
sexier than ever. I was pretty buff.
You got a great beard going, though.
You think so?
You look adorable right now.
Like, I'm getting self-conscious about it now. Like, I should shave it today.
Oh, why? Because I said that?
Yeah. Like, I don't know if you're serious or not. I can never tell with you.
Why would you ever take anything that I say seriously?
Because you're saying, that's what I'm saying.
Let me ask. Oh,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
So, speaking of, like, getting on a roll, have you ever gotten on a roll with, like, just shitting on somebody and you just can't stop?
Yeah, I made some kid come out of the closet once.
Did you?
Did I tell you this?
No.
There's one kid.
I don't mean like, so.
Oh, no, no.
Sounds like it was bad.
No,
this sounds like a bad story.
It's not a bad story. It's a heartwarming coming out of age story.
Because he was like, you dumped on me so ruthlessly, it made me feel so bad about myself that I was going to either slit my wrists or let everybody know.
I saved his life.
Okay. Think about it. All right.
No, I would go, every time I would see him, we worked at Starbucks together.
You would go, blah, blah.
No, I'd be like, dude. You're gay. You're like, I'm not gay. Like, all right, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're gay. And stop hiding it because everyone knows.
Right. You work at Starbucks.
Well, I worked at Starbucks too. And I ain't gay, dude. I ain't even close to gay.
So anyway.
And one day he came in. He was drunk. And he was younger than me. So
to work?
Yeah. No. He was just came in to get coffee or something to show off that he was drunk and to probably try and suck my dick because he was gay.
Oh, man. Give me some of those chocolate covered coffee beans.
Do you have any of them vanilla Crellas that I like so much?
I'm going to latte on your fucking brow.
Oh, extra foam. So he goes, he's just talking. I go, hey, you're gay, right? And he's like, I'm not gay. And I'm like, dude, you're gay. He's like, okay, I'm gay. I'm fucking gay. And then he starts crying. He started crying, yeah.
Dude.
And I'm like, hey, I'm like, listen, man. I was like, everyone knows. I was like, it's not a shocker, okay?
Was this East Arlington or was it the Heights?
The Heights.
Oh, okay, because that might work in the Heights.
Yeah.
If it was East Arlington, I would have been like, that kid's not going to make it home.
Yeah. So, no, he, fucking East, what is it, East Compton? What the fuck?
East Arlington's a shithole. Where'd you grow up?
East Arlington.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. So, he basically just broke down and was like, I'm gay. I just don't know how to say it. I'm like, dude, You're not
next.
Yeah, come on, dude.
Move over to the at least move over to the creamer.
Yeah, I gotta get this guy's order next.
Seriously, I would not want to grow up gay in Arlington, Massachusetts back at that time.
Yeah, me neither.
Or I mean, now. There were plenty of individuals who were like, "Listen,
yeah,
this poor guy, like, literally." Yeah.
Just the way our dads were back then, you know.
Fuck you. My dad was very open-minded.
He taught me how to kiss and everything.
He never called me a homo.
Yeah. He should have.
He did.
There's another one in there for you, big dog.
That's all right. Forget.
There's a whole fridge full of them.
What was the... Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What an hour.
Goddamn.
You mentioned something I was going to talk about before you started talking about Starbucks.
Viciously... Going after someone? That's what you're talking about?
Yes. Yeah, I don't mean like making them come out of the closet or kill themselves.
Okay.
Like there was a guy at a party last night who was drinking Natty Light.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, you're a fucking...
Call back to the last podcast.
You're a fucking adult. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then he wasn't getting it. Then I was... And so I just kept on ruthlessly shitting on this guy.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you're going to drink Natural Light and you're over the age of 19, that you're opening yourself up. Like, he legit was like, I used to drink, I was drinking like Sam Adams, and he was like, I used to drink that stuff, but then I was like, nah. After I was like 26, I was like, nah, I'm going to go back. It's like, why?
Yeah.
Are you reliving your youth? What kind of an asshole? And he's like, oh, it's too expensive to buy, you know, a case of that other stuff. It's like, are you destitute?
That guy must drink hard. That's probably why.
That's what I asked him. I was like, you're a super are you huge an alcoholic.
Sir, are you a raging alcoholic?
Well, not only that, but you're an asshole because you're not buying Natty Ice.
Oh, it was Natty Light?
It was Natty Light, ugh. Not Natty Ice.
Maybe he was just watching his figure.
He's like a homeless guy that's concerned about carbs.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make you go blind. That place has bleach in it.
Speaking of homeless guys.
Yep.
It's an hour.
Yeah.
And we didn't even do Screeching Halt.
And we didn't. Let's do it.
Should we?
Do it. Come on. Right. Crack it open.
Well, I can't do it now because it's not a Screeching Halt.
Oh.
But if I was going to do it.
Yep.
Name three Helen Slater movies.
Yep. Screeching Halt. Way to go.
Do you know who Helen Slater is?
No idea.
Do you know who Christian Slater is?
Nope. Never heard of him. Just
Christian
kidding.
Christian Slater.
Of course I know Christian Slater.
You
motherfucker.
All right. So Helen Slater was actually in a movie with Christian Slater.
Was she in Heathers?
No.
Gleaming the Cube.
Gleaming the Cube was a fucking great movie. No.
Yeah, an Asian brother.
Super
out of nowhere.
Early. Yeah, exactly.
Pump up the volume?
No. Holy shit, you're really fucking...
Oh, I know my Slaters.
Did I tell you?
I know my Slaters. Before?
This is crazy. No, they were in a movie. It was very early on in his career. In fact, it's interestingly enough, they played brother and sister, but are not in real life brother and sister. Helen Slater.
Let's see.
Enough's enough.
Cuffs. Did you see Cuffs?
Holy shit.
That movie was great.
That movie was pretty good.
Yeah.
No. The Legend
of Bagger Vance with Will Smith.
I never realized, but it sounds exactly the same. The Legend of Billie Jean, my friend.
Oh. The Legend of Billie Jean. I didn't know he was in it. Was she the main character?
Yeah.
She was Billie Jean?
Cut her hair. Yeah. That's another one of those ones where a girl cuts her hair and wears like an open t-shirt, and I'm like, hmm. Something feels not right downstairs.
Yeah. Get me the remote quick.
And she also shared the big screen with Michael J. Fox soon after his Family Tide days. Tide? Ties. Family Ties.
Tide Pod.
No.
Pod.
Family Ties
Pod. I really just glossed over my get me the remote quick joke. That was hilarious.
I didn't even hear you say that. Get me the remote quick. Good job.
Thank you. Michael J. Fox, early Doc Hollywood.
Nope.
It can't be Back to the Future.
Nope.
Before that?
No, after that.
After
the first one, for sure.
Back to the Future Part 2.
No, it's not.
Lost in New York.
No. Doc Hollywood. No.
I said that one.
Secret of My Success.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah. What do you mean, is that the name of the movie? You don't remember that one?
Nope.
The Secret of My Success.
Nope. What really? Was it? What was the secret?
He was like one of those dudes who wanted to get... he banged Helen Slater. I guess that's the secret.
I got to look this Helen Slater up.
Bang a girl that looks like the Legend of Billie Jean.
One more Helen Slater movie.
That's right. Superhero. Go.
Oh. Wonder Woman.
No.
Oh, Superman?
Supergirl. Superman?
I don't know. Maybe
she's a man, baby!
She was Supergirl?
She was Supergirl.
Goddamn.
And then she reprised the role for Supergirl, the TV show, and then also made an appearance on Smallville.
Where that chick, we could talk about next week, is in that cult.
Sex cult.
Yeah.
Why don't they have cults in Austin like that?
Why don't we start one?
And if they do, the live dummies. Tweet me. The dummies. Dummies, get on it. Start a cult. Let us know.
This is so dumb.
This is so dumb.